Our theme for our Advent services this year is, What's in a Name? And of course, our text then is Isaiah 9:6, in which we receive this fourfold wonderful name of our Savior and Lord. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The sign of a true master, someone who is really, really good at their profession, at their job, is that they make it look easy. Like those acrobats at the Olympics, or like Aaron Rodgers, or at least what Aaron Rodgers used to be, right? You throw the pass and you think there's no way, and then he catches it, the receiver catches it, no problem. Or you take your car into the mechanic, he hoists it up, tinkers around, fixes it, it's back down, and you're wondering why you spent all that money. It looked so easy. I remember a few years ago, my brother-in-law sent around an email with a link to a website. This is 10 years ago. A link to a website. And if just a normal person went to the website, they probably would have thought, well, you know, it's just a normal-looking website. But those people who had some experience building websites went and their jaws just dropped. They said, wow, it's really clean, it's really elegant, it works even in Internet Explorer. It was really quite an amazing thing. The account of Jesus and Zacchaeus that we read in our scripture reading this evening is just like that. It's a master showing off a work, but it looks so simple. There's not much on the surface that might catch our attention in this account. There's no great big miracle, right? Jesus didn't feed 5,000 people with just a few loaves of bread. He didn't still the storm. He just went to eat at a guy's house. And yet when we look a little closer, when we look a little deeper, we find out that there's much more going on here. Something amazing and wonderful is happening, something that we could never do. For Jesus takes a sinner and changes his heart. He takes a thief and he makes of him someone who is more than willing to give. Not to give just to give back what he stole, to give even more. And to go out of his way to help people, to show the love of Christ in his life. And in so doing, Jesus shows us that he is truly a wonderful counselor, as we heard in Isaiah. Someone who is able to change the hearts of men. Jesus is a wonderful counselor because he knows our condition. He knows exactly what the problem is. He knows exactly what we need. And he's willing to reach out and help and fix us. The Pharisees called Zacchaeus a sinner in our gospel reading. But they didn't know what they were talking about. They called him a sinner for what amounted to very petty and very small reasons. Oh, he works for the Roman government. Oh, he cheats people on their taxes. Jesus knew what a sinner Zacchaeus really was. Jesus knew the full depth and depravity of Zacchaeus' heart. And yet Jesus is the one who doesn't turn his back on him, but reaches out to him in love to help. Jesus knows what our problem is too. We come Sunday morning and we confess that we are sinners, but we don't really understand the depth of our sinfulness. Most of the time, we walk around and we're okay with who we are. Maybe even think we're pretty good. If we could really see the depth of our sin the way that Jesus could, we'd probably be tempted to give up. Jesus knows our problem, how bad it really is. But instead of turning his nose up, instead of turning his back on us, he reaches out. He is the wonderful counselor that comes to seek and save the lost. He is the wonderful counselor because he not only knows what the problem is with humans in general, but But he knows us personally and intimately, doesn't he? He looks over and he knows Zacchaeus. He knows him by name and calls to him, "Zacchaeus, come down, for I'm going to your house today." It's usually the children's songs that are the best, isn't it? It's usually the children's songs that have the greatest depth of truth and comfort to them. I am Jesus' little lamb. Calls me every day the same, even knows me by my name. We need a counselor that knows us each individually. Yes, our problem stems from the same thing. We all have the same problem that we are born in sin, but we are also individuals. Jesus doesn't just label us and stick us in a group. Oh, you have ADHD. That's that problem. That's how we take care of that. But he knows each one of us individually. He knows each one of us what we need. And he's there with us every step of our life. When we need discipline, he gives us discipline. When we need comfort, he gives us comfort. When we need encouragement, he gives us encouragement. Calling us by name. Walking with us every step of the way. He is the wonderful counselor. He knows our problem. He knows us each by name. And he alone, has the power to fix the problem. With a single phrase, "Zacchaeus, come down, for I'm going to your house." Jesus changed a thief into someone who loved the Lord and loved his fellow men. Earlier this week, snow started falling. Well, I guess late last week, the snow started coming down. But when the snow starts coming down, that's when, okay, now it's time to clean out the garage so we can fit both cars back in, right? They've been sitting outside all summer. Got to clean it out. So I spent Sunday afternoon cleaning out the garage, finally got it empty, brought the Subaru in, went to bring Vanessa's Buick in. It wouldn't start. It wasn't the battery. I could tell that right away. I didn't want to try and fix it, but I wanted it in the garage, so the only option left for me was to try and push it. I got it a little ways, but then the driveway started going up a little bit, and it was pretty icy, so I had to have Vanessa come out. And we pushed and pushed and pushed, and we got it all the way up to the garage. But, you know, the problem was the garage was just a quarter inch higher than the asphalt driveway. And no matter how much we pushed, we couldn't get it over that little bump. In fact, at one point, I put the tow rope on the front of the car and, you know, had it over my back, and I was pulling and pulling and pulling. It wasn't going over. Finally, I realized that if I backed the Subaru up and I tied the tow rope to the hitch on the Subaru and the hitch on the Buick so it was behind, and then I was able to give it the power that it needed to go over that little bump and got it in that way. But the point is, the problem needed a lot more power than I have, and that was just a little bump. The problem here is a lot larger than that. And we don't have the power to fix that problem. On the surface, if we were just looking at the story on the surface, and maybe if we were training to be therapists, we use this story as an example, and you can imagine a teacher going over this and saying, "Well, see how Jesus dealt with him in love. See the power of forgiveness. See how Jesus did this and this and this." But there's more going on here, isn't there? Because even if we were able to reach out in love, even if we were able to understand the problem and know Zacchaeus and do everything that Jesus did here, it still wouldn't fix the problem. It still wouldn't change the heart of Zacchaeus. You guys know the story of Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, right? It's a great story. I love the story, especially when the Muppets tell it. But it's a lie. Even if you were able to do that, even if you were able to bring the ghost of the past and the present and the future, that wouldn't change Scrooge's heart, would it? Only God can do that. There's a power at work there far greater than we can pull and tug, no matter how hard we pull on that tow rope. We need the power of Christ. We need the power of God. And that's what makes him the wonderful counselor. He not only knows what the problem is, he not only knows us, he has the power to move those hearts, to strip away the sin and instill within us the love of God. so that Zacchaeus proclaims, I will repay fourfold, and I will give to help the poor. How many pastors and therapists and counselors on this earth would love to have that power that Christ has here? But Christ doesn't give it to us. Not to us in person. And this is a good thing he does, because if we could change hearts, we'd probably just make them worse. Instead, he hid it in the gospel, didn't he? And he works through the gospel. So that when hearts are changed, they're changed by the love of Christ, and they're changed by the forgiveness of sins. They're changed through him and through his word into the type of hearts that he wants them to be. And so he's still our wonderful counselor, calling us by name, come down. And isn't that the whole message of Advent? That Christ is coming to our house to dwell with us, coming to our hearts to dwell with us, to be our wonderful counselor, because he knows who we are, and he has the power to heal us, to forgive us our sins, to make out of us children of God, and to bring us into his eternal habitation. Amen.